Democratic Party officials in Nevada are reassuring voters today that tomorrow's caucuses will go more smoothly than Iowa's, where a malfunctioning app delayed the election outcome for days. Here's Nevada State Democratic Party Chair William McCurdy speaking on CNN this morning.
Number one, what happened in Iowa will not happen in Nevada. We know that come tomorrow, we will execute a successful caucus, and folks will feel very confident with what we've been able to show.
Meanwhile, President Trump is rallying supporters in Las Vegas today. He's been spending a lot of time in Nevada this week and taking some attention away from the Democrats. And a new Emerson poll shows Bernie Sanders' lead in Nevada is holding steady, with Pete Buttigieg in second and Joe Biden in third. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, is in Las Vegas following all of this and joins us now. Peter, we're just a few hours away now at this point from Saturday's caucuses. What are you watching for?
Yeah, and by the way, great timing. A train is rolling by me right now as we speak. But the top-tier candidates are very busy sprinting around Nevada in the final hours before the caucuses. But really the question, as you said today, is what will happen tomorrow? What's tomorrow going to bring? Because after Iowa, Nevada Democrats basically had to just start over with the technology that they're going to use to tabulate the results tomorrow. And I have to say, just talking to normal, everyday people, voters here, and also what we're hearing from the campaigns, is there is some anxiety.
Well, we just heard the state party chair say today that he is confident that there won't be a repeat of Iowa. What are they doing about it?
Well, the party is projecting that confidence because they have to. I mean, there's just so much at stake. They've been saying that they've had dozens of trainings all week. They're still training people, even up today. And there goes the train again. But this is very, very, very complicated. And there's an extra challenge that Iowa didn't have. The party's going to have to get 75,000 early caucus votes transmitted to the right precincts on Saturday. And then those results are going to have to be merged with the live results on Saturday so that they can calculate the viability for each candidate in the caucus. Even the DNC chair, Tom Perez, said earlier this week that he's not sure the official results will come in by Saturday night.
I think a train actually might be the most G-rated thing that could possibly go behind you while you're standing off the strip in Las Vegas. Peter, you've been out the past few days talking with voters about which way they're leaning. What are you hearing from people?
Well, one of the most interesting conversations I had with a non-voter, actually, was with a DACA recipient whose name was Erica Castro. She was brought to Las Vegas with her family from Mexico illegally years ago as a child. She now has permission to work under DACA, and she's going to be volunteering tomorrow at a caucus precinct site as a translator. And I asked her why she is getting so involved that she can't even really fully participate.
Unfortunately, my grandpa passed away last year in October, and that was really hard for me because part of the work that I do is it's tied to a dream that my parents would one day be able to go back to Mexico and see their family. And that's an opportunity that my mom is not going to have anymore. So being able to have a real progressive, comprehensive immigration reform in 2020 would be ideal for me. I don't know if that can happen, but some of the progressive candidates that are currently running have policy proposals that can get us there.
So let me ask you then, if I were to come visit Las Vegas in 4 years, mm-hmm. when there's another election cycle coming on, do you think you will be eligible to vote? I mean, do you have that faith that that would happen?
I have the faith that that can happen with the right candidate. But I think it all depends on where the voters go. And that's another part on why I'm so active in this, you know, in this part of the process, because I want to make sure that people understand that there are lives at stake. There are futures at stake. And people's votes do matter.
And Jeremy, Erica is a community organizer. She's very linked in to the Latino community that will potentially decide this caucus tomorrow. She tells me Warren and Sanders have the best outreach, and she hasn't heard anything from Amy Klobuchar. Her brother didn't even know who Pete Buttigieg was up until a couple of days ago.
President Trump, as we said, is in Las Vegas today. He's going to be holding a rally there. Why is he spending time in Nevada?
Well, he thinks he can win Nevada. First of all, he thinks he can flip it back into his column in 2020, even though he lost in 2016. I'm actually standing right in front of the glitzy gold Trump Tower right now. I think it's sort of a symbol for how his supporters and how Trump is feeling. But the thing is, Nevada is one of the states in the country that has canceled its primaries and caucuses for Republicans. And so what observers, political observers, tell me is that they say the Republican Party isn't as energized here because they don't have that primary or caucus to get them energized. And so we're going to see whether or not in November that'll end up mattering.
Planes, trains, and automobiles behind Peter. Yeah. Peter, are you up or down in the casinos so far?
I haven't done anything yet, but stand by because I'm wrapping up my work here.
Here and now is Peter O'Dowd in Las Vegas ahead of tomorrow's caucuses. Thank you.
You're welcome.